Baylor University proudly presents The John Morris Show. Baylor University, where light shine bright. This is The John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for the Baylor Bears.
Polly Rowe, ESPN, with us. And welcome to you. We appreciate you being on. What a moment, Holly, that was in the Farrell Center on Monday.
John, it was such a special moment. And you know, it was interesting. I knew that they were seeing that. I had seen signs around that were blank. And so I knew that was coming. But what really caught me off guard was that anybody put my name on there. And so many people said they were fighting for me.
The John Morris Show is also brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
So very last time I did the Big 12 Big Monday game at Baylor men's basketball, the very next morning I went in for surgery. And I remember working that game and thinking, nobody here knows that I've got this cancer, I've got this big tumor, and I'm going in for surgery tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. as soon as I fly home to Salt Lake City. And I just remember thinking what a surreal night it was to work this game and be there and know what I was going through, but nobody else knew. And then you fast forward 3 years, and here I am back again, and all these people have my back and are supporting me. And kind of all that fear and terror and everything I've been feeling kind of bubbles up within me that night. And you just realize, man, I've been in a hard battle. I've had a lot of really good support.
Wow.
And I'm grateful. I'm so grateful for all the good support I've had through this whole journey.
Now, from the Petty Clinic Low T Studio, here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Hi, and welcome, John Morris Show, on a Thursday morning. Had to think there for a second. Thursday morning it is. Welcome in, John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio. We appreciate you tuning in this morning. Holly Rowe in the open, she was on with us yesterday, and it was just terrific to visit with her about her time here at the Baylor-Oklahoma game on Monday, the Coaches versus Cancer recognition that night, how meaningful it was to her, and got her thoughts also on the brawl between Kansas and Kansas State. So very timely to have Holly on with us yesterday. If you missed it, it's available as a podcast at SyntexSportsFan.com. Just look for podcast and find our little one-hour slice of the day, and should be under there. All the interviews on all the shows available at SyntexSportsFan.com. Gary, good morning to you.
Morning, J-Mo. How are you?
Very good. Very good. Thank you. Still a little croupy.
Yeah.
But it's not bad. I think I'm on the downhill slide. Like it's like
yeah,
the worst
away.
Is behind me. Yeah, I think.
Well,
I hope.
Let's hope that continues.
I know. I hope so. But I keep running into so many people that are fighting this same thing.
Yeah.
Just kind of I think it's allergies. I think it's just stuff in the air and whatever.
And then when it rains, that amps up the mold, so that doesn't help anything
the mold,
at all.
That's true. I used to think that when it rained, it kind of cleared the air.
Yeah.
And it might be better after rain. But you're right. Then the mold factor comes in.
I don't know if it's. It just seems like the allergies have gotten worse over the years here, and that may be because I used to never have allergies. Then I moved to East Texas, and when I came back, I got hammered with them, and I've been fighting them for like the past decade.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and again, I've said this before, but you hear stories of people who moved to Waco, never had allergies in their life,
mm-hmm.
and they come here and they do have allergies.
Yeah, I've heard that. It's like the worst spot in the United States or something.
Well, there's some kind of scientific. Somebody did a story about this, and I don't remember the facts of it, but there is something to that.
I think it's because like Waco sits in a dip, and there's something with the lake being above. I don't know the technical terms,
right.
But it's something with that.
That is it. All right. Women's basketball for Baylor won last night. Lady Bears won in Fort Worth over TCU, 67-57. I'm sorry, 66-57 was the final score. And everybody says, oh, a 9-point win. Oh,
yeah.
But it was a win, and they won by 9 on the road. So nice win for the Lady Bears last night, their 46th consecutive Big 12 Conference regular season victory.
I think a game like that was good for them. They need to be pushed. You don't want them to just walk through conference play and then get into the tournament and run into a South Carolina or something and, you know, get bumped off. You need to be tested every once in a while. And I think that TCU is, with them having those five seniors, you know, they've been there. They're a really good team.
Right.
Not, it's not like they're a bad team, but, yeah, I mean, it was good for them ultimately to get pushed. But Nelissa didn't play. That's a contributing factor. But at the same time, you got to give all recognition to TCU for taking care of business. In a way, I mean, they did take care of business.
Right. And, you know, TCU, we told you yesterday, is having a good season with the loss. They're 13-4. They're 4-2 in conference play. So they're having a good season. For Baylor last night, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 players in double figure scoring, very balanced. 14 for Queen Egbo, 14 for Taya Cooper, 11 for Lauren Cox, 11 points, 8 rebounds for her, 10 points, 8 rebounds for Dee Dee Richards, and 10 points, 4 rebounds for Juicy Landrum in the game last night. Baylor shot 50%, dead even 50% on the night, held TCU to 33%. So in rebounding, let's see, Baylor was out-rebounded TCU 41-30 last night. Only 18 turnovers by Baylor. That's a factor, 16 by TCU, but a 9-point win for the Lady Bears.
That's the thing is, if you have 18 turnovers, say, if they would have went to UConn and had 18 turnovers, you know, that would have been a different story.
Right.
You can't do that. But when you look at the, I mean, looking at the box score, did they, TCU tied them up 14-14 second quarter, and then TCU ultimately won the third quarter. But I think when you look at the fourth quarter, Baylor has the experience to close out games, and that's what TCU just lacks at this moment. And I think that was pretty much the deciding factor.
So 66-57 the final. Lady Bears win over TCU in Fort Worth last night. Other games on the women's side last evening. Let's see. Everybody played last night. Baylor beat TCU. Iowa State won at home over K-State, 73-59. Oklahoma State beat West Virginia. Mountaineers, the Lady Mounties, in a bit of a slide there. 57-55 was the final. Texas won over Kansas, 85-77. Tech beat Oklahoma in overtime, 89-84. How about that one?
It's a good game.
Yeah. So Tech, their second conference win of the year, comes in overtime at home over OU. That's women's Big 12 basketball from last night. As the dust clears, heading into the weekend, women's standings, Baylor is 5-0. Now two games clear of the rest of the league, game and a half technically. Baylor's 5-0. TCU and Texas are 4-2. West Virginia, Oklahoma State, and Iowa State, and Oklahoma are all 3-3. Tech is 2-4. Kansas State 1-4. Kansas is 1-5.
Did TCU went to Texas and won, didn't they?
They had
the game over the Longhorns.
Yep,
right?
That's okay. True. They sure did. So I say a game and a half up. You know how you figure that in the standings, right?
I don't.
Here's the lesson. It applies for me most often in baseball, Major League Baseball, just watching the standings there, but it applies everywhere. So Baylor is sitting at 5-0.
Right.
All right, second place, TCU and Texas are 4-2.
Okay.
So Baylor is one up in the win column, two up in the loss column. So that's a differential of three
okay.
games. You divide that in half, and it's a game and a half lead.
Gotcha.
If Baylor was 6-0, it would be a full two-game lead.
Right.
But 5-0, they're a game and a half up.
I did not know how they figured that out.
There you go, kids. There's the standings lesson for this morning. So Lady Bears win. They're at home against Texas Tech on Saturday, 2 p.m. in the Farrell Center against the Lady Raiders.
Did y'all have, or I don't know if you might not have had a chance to see this yet, did y'all get any complaints about not being able to watch that game last night, considering that's like one of the best games that Baylor has played?
I know. I'm sure a lot of people were looking for it and probably disappointed that they couldn't find it, but we said that yesterday. It was listed as Horned Frogs TV, and where do you go to get that? Well, TCU website probably was the only place, because it was not on Fox Sports Southwest.
You just really hate to see that, you know, when it turns out to be a great game like that, but it is what it is. Hopefully, I guess because TCU will be in the ESPN Plus next season, maybe.
Yes.
So we don't have to worry about that.
The remaining four schools will be in there next year, so Horned Frog TV was where that was last night. Radio, of course, right here.
Oh, absolutely.
On ESPN Central Texas. speaking of Lady Bear basketball, we have a lunch with a legend today, and it happens to be a former Lady Bear standout, Danielle Crockrum. Now, Danielle Crockrum Fontenot, she spanned the coaching tenures of, she was there on Kim Mulkey's first team. Sanja Hogue's final two teams, and then Coach Mulkey for her junior and senior year. So it'll be fun to have Danielle here. She lives in Houston. She and her husband and two daughters are here, came last night, in fact, and will be here at the luncheon today. So I think it'll be a lot of fun. A lot of what we'll talk about will be, so what about the transition to Kim Mulkey? And she's got some good stories there. I know it was. We were talking on the phone yesterday, and she said, we went through half a practice, and I thought I was going to die. So that'll be fun today. That is 11:30 to 1. It's at the Texas Sports Hall of Fame. I would say come and join us, and I think that's accurate. You know, if you don't already have a ticket, I know food is by Coach's Smoke Barbecue, and they seem like they always bring plenty. So maybe check with Doug Furch to make sure it's okay if you don't have a ticket, or if you can still get a ticket, you know, 2.5 hours before the event, like right now. But come join us. Tell you what, I'll give you my plate of food if you come, and they run short, so you can have that. But it'll be fun at the Texas Sports Hall of Fame, 11:30 to 1 today, with Danielle Crockrum Fontenot.
I think it'd be interesting to find out if, after the transition, has she seen what Coach Mulkey's style is all about, if she could foresee this success.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good question. And I think the answer is yes.
Yeah.
Like, she saw it coming. She said she wanted to be pushed,
right,
you know, when she was here. And Coach Mulkey definitely pushed her. She was a post player, so worked with Bill Brock quite a bit also. So I think it would be fun to hear from her, get some of her stories about her time here at Baylor.
Oh, absolutely.
So that is our Lunch with a Legend. Comes up today, 11:30 to 1, at the Texas Sports Hall of Fame. All right, we're off and running on this Thursday. Do appreciate you being with us. John Morris, Garrett Ross, we'll just say this. A lot of you know and appreciate Q, who is on the air here. And not to give any details, but just keep Q and his family in your prayers. So please do that throughout the day today. Take a break. Back in a moment. John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Also brought to you by D'Amore Fine Jewelers. They're at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
Second down and 10. Mahomes is in the gun. Three wide, gets the snap, four-man rush, moves up, he gets a block, he runs to the near side, he's on the numbers, he breaks a tackle at the 30, comes to the near side, breaks another tackle, down the sideline, 25-20, got a block at the 10, cuts inside, 5, he's in! What a run!
Super Bowl headed to Miami, and so are the 49ers and Chiefs. And ESPN Central Texas will broadcast live starting Monday from NFL Media Headquarters in Radio Row in Super Bowl 54. Hi, this is David Smoke. Join us throughout the week for daily news and notes on the 49ers and Chiefs, interviews, players, and personalities at Radio Row inside the Miami Convention Center.
Shotgun snap. Niners rush 4. Pocket collapsing. Rodgers in trouble. Breaks away from one. He can't get away from Bosa.
Super Bowl 54 coverage presented by Stanley Ford McGregor. Before you buy, shop Stanley and save. ESPN Central Texas live from Super Bowl 54 is also brought to you by
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, Waco Custom Marketplace, Wings Pizza and Things, City Tire and Battery, Petty Clinic Low T, Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, Southwest Sports Medicine, Pinnacle Fence Company, McAdams Roofing, Ponder Auto Fleet Services, Waco Shuttle U, Syntex Rehabilitation, Marksman Firearm, Balcones, Bush's Chicken.
49ers and Chiefs Super Bowl 54 in Miami. We'll be there live starting Monday from NFL Media Headquarters in Radio Row on ESPN Central Texas.
It's Matt Mosley Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer, Baylor Athletic, your Central Texas Chevy Truck Headquarters. January is a new year for new deals on 2020 Silverados. Great deals on remaining 2019 models. Huge rebates, low finance rates combined with our transparent pricing, highest trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from online at TurnerChevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics.
Hi, my name is Dave DeRozier, General Manager of Freddie Kish's Complete Car Care Center, voted number one in Waco since 2002. It's time to start thinking about winterizing your vehicle. Have you checked your wiper blades, your coolant protection, your battery, your tire conditions? How about your tire pressure? How about that spare tire that everybody forgets about? Let us check these worries off your list before taking that holiday vacation with your family at Freddie Kish's Complete Car Care Center, where your troubles are our business. Dedicated to serving you since 1998, located at 5300 Franklin Avenue in Waco. Show. Come and see us and tell them Dave sent you.
Have you been tagged yet again in an engagement ring photo? Are hints being dropped all around you? Rest assured, D'Amore Fine Jewelers has been rescuing men seeking the perfect ring for over 25 years. Come in with a picture of her dream ring and we'll make it a reality. With our 5-year financing, custom design team, and selection of diamonds, we'll make the whole process fun and enjoyable. D'Amore Fine Jewelers on West Waco Drive.
It's a new year and it's time to fire up the grill, heat up the oven, or get that deep fryer going to enjoy the top quality products at Waco Custom Marketplace. Hi, this is David Smith. And live crawfish season is here, so it's time to prepare, boil, and enjoy delicious crawfish, and give Waco Custom Marketplace a call to order your bag of their finest crawfish, available right now. Crawfish Boil Box includes 5 pounds of red bean potatoes, 30 corn cobettes, 5 pounds of sausage, and plenty of Louisiana boil seasoning. And make your order now for live crawfish and pick it up in time for the weekend. Let Waco Custom Marketplace be your one-stop shop for team gatherings, school functions, and fundraisers. And remember, the Crawfish Boil Box includes red bean potatoes, corn cobettes, sausage, and plenty of Louisiana boil seasoning. Serving Waco restaurants and families since 1940, Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive, or WacoCustomMarketplace.com.
A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. Call Sean today at 772-1600, UBO Business Services.
Welcome back, John Morris Show, on this Thursday morning. It's our Rob Sellers Funky Bump of the Day. That is Tower of Power. That goes back the 70s. Pat Nunley and I really appreciate Tower of Power. If Don Fortenberry is tuned in, Don will appreciate that as well. But that's the Rob Sellers Funky Bump of the Day. I think this song is Soul Vaccination is the name of it.
Soul Vaccination.
Yeah, Soul Vaccination.
Like
T.O.P.,
that.
Tower of Power. Great horn section. And it goes back now. This is probably the 70s for Tower Power and our Rob Sellers Funky Bump of the Day. All right, back with us, John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio. We'll visit with Kristen Hankins next segment. She is Baylor's director of, the correct title, Spirit and Traditions. Basically, she's head of our cheer squad, spirit squads, bruiser, that group. They've got a neat deal coming up, a cheer day, a clinic for youngsters, and she'll give us the details about that. So look forward to visiting with Kristen coming up next segment. Yesterday, we were talking about the brawl that ensued at the end of the Kansas State game, and some of the sanctions were handed down yesterday.
Yeah, and what did you make of them?
Wasn't as stiff as I thought it would be.
I'm still curious because when you look at the NCAA rules and compare to the sanctions that were handled down, it doesn't align at all.
Really?
Like because if you technically, when you look at the rules, then there should have been more people punished. You know, like, and you only have 4 people that ultimately got sanctions handed on them, and
right.
It just doesn't line up.
Right. Because again, like we were talking about, everybody on both teams left the bench. And that's got to be something right there, but it really wasn't for those who just left the bench.
It just feels like the Big 12 was cutting a corner and saying, okay, well, the ones who were spotlighted in this, we're going to punish. We have this big matchup coming up with the SEC Challenge, and game day supposed to be in Kansas, and how do we go about putting a Band-Aid over this, essentially?
Yeah. Silvio D'Souza was the primary player there. He was suspended for 12 games. So check this. Would that be the remainder?
Yeah, I think it's close to the remainder of the regular season of Big 12 play anyway.
Big 12, yeah, the regular season.
Yeah, and he should be back for Big 12 tournament.
But maybe back with one game left in the regular season because they've got the Big 12 SEC game this week.
That's possible.
And then they've got 12 more conference games.
Right.
So it sounds like he'll be back
for the last game
of the regular season. I think part of that timing, I don't know this, but you don't want him playing in Manhattan.
No.
You don't want him in the building in Manhattan, Kansas. So that probably factored in a little bit. But a 12-game suspension for Silvio D'Souza, that was the harshest penalty. Let's see. David McCormick, a 2-game ban for Kansas State. James Love will miss 8 games. Mm-hmm. That was the guy that was not suited up.
In the street clothes, yeah.
Yes, that was going absolutely crazy. That's 8 games. I guess that's right. And Antonio Gordon will miss 3 games. That was the guard that stole mm-hmm. the ball, and D'Souza blocked his shot. And that's it. I mean, none of the others have any suspensions to serve.
And I just, because I know, like Holly was saying, they had all the pictures, you know, the freeze frame where they were going to go back and look. And it just seems like there was, just looking at the melee, it seemed like there was more than just 4 people who threw punches, you know, or something.
Oh,
I don't know how they, but I would have hate to be the person that was breaking down the film and looking at who did what. That's got to be a tedious and boring job.
Right. And you've got the TV version and mm-hmm. all the video there, but then you've got, like, reporters are sitting that end of the floor. And one guy I know, what's his name? Mark Tate, maybe, writes for KU. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he just started shooting with his phone, you know, shooting video with his phone. So that you got that video to kind of sift through as well, probably different angles.
And then all the other phone videos from people in the stands.
Yeah.
You know, if you have to look into that, it's just, it's a mess.
Yeah.
It's a bad, bad look.
D'Souza released a statement yesterday saying, acknowledging that he displayed highly unacceptable behavior that was a poor representation of my team as well as my own character. There's no excuse for my behavior, and I cannot justify the unreasonable choices that I made yesterday on the court. D'Souza said in his statement, I not only showed a lack of sportsmanship, but I put myself, my teammates, and the fans in danger. I am truly embarrassed by my actions and have let everyone down who has supported me on my basketball journey. There is no amount of regret that I can express that will correct this mistake. I understand that I am extremely fortunate to have been given this opportunity to play for KU, and I recognize that I never should have let my emotions get the best of me, but unfortunately that is what happened. By doing so, I put the Kansas reputation at stake because of a moment of weakness and inconsideration. D'Souza ended his statement by writing, I messed up and I'm sorry. So, you know, contrition there is worth something for D'Souza, but he's going to sit for the next 12 games.
Yeah, and that's also if he wrote it. You know, I mean,
if he wrote it,
you know, it could be.
You're cynical.
I know.
I hear you. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
In addition, the 4 player suspensions, both programs were reprimanded by the Big 12 for players leaving the bench area during the incident, which violates the conference's sportsmanship policy. So reprimanded, and I don't think there's any, you know, there's no real sanctions that come with that.
So just 4 players that left the bench.
4 players
reprimanded
were suspended. Both programs were reprimanded by the Big 12.
It's just, and I was wondering if they used a loophole saying the game was over, the players were already technically off of the bench. If that, you know, instead of saying, oh, well, they're sitting on the bench clearing and running towards the fight.
That's true.
I wonder if they used that as like a loophole to where they didn't have to suspend so many people.
That's true, because everybody thought the game was over at that point. Till Keith Kimble came out and said, no, there's 1 mm-hmm. second left. We got to play out this final second. Here it is. Kansas has played 6 conference games, which means D'Souza's suspension from the Big 12 will last through the end of the regular season. Okay, so their game against Tennessee, I guess, doesn't count. It must be 12 conference games. Yeah. So he is sitting for the remainder of the regular season.
Which, I mean, that's... Yeah, I mean, that's good. I know a lot of people still want him out for, you know, ever, for good, and I can see that. But at the same time, that's a lengthy suspension. They could have been shorter. They could have just gave him, like, 5 games or something. So you just take it with a grain of salt.
So you're saying it was too harsh?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
No, I agree with it. And I wouldn't have had a problem with them suspending for the remainder of the year. But what I'm saying is, at least... Where people want to look at the punishment and say it could have been harsher, why isn't it harsher? At least it was this harsh.
Gotcha.
They didn't give him like 5 games, slap on the wrist.
I understand. I agree with you. All right, so there's the fallout from that. By the way, the rematch in Manhattan is February 29th. between Kansas at Kansas State. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll visit with Kristen Hankins. She's Baylor's Director of Spirit and Tradition. And isn't that a great title? And yeah. What a great job she has. We'll visit with Kristen about an upcoming clinic for youngsters that'll be led by the Baylor Spirit Squads. We've got that when we come back. Stay with us. John Morris Show returns in a moment here on ESPN Central Texas.
Tim Mulkey and the Lady Bears all season long on ESPN Central Texas.
The Lady Bears back home in the Farrell Center Saturday hosting Texas Tech. 1:30 for the countdown to tip-off. 2 p.m. tip-off Saturday for the Lady Bears and the Lady Raiders.
This season, join Bruce Geetson and Maggie Davis-Dinette for all the play-by-play of Lady Bear basketball right here on ESPN Central Texas.
J.D. Power has honored Texas Farm Bureau Insurance for 8 consecutive years for the highest customer satisfaction with auto insurers in Texas. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, protecting Texans since 1952.
There's only one Motor Trend Truck of the Year. It's Ram from Alan Samuels. Ram, back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year for 2019 and 2020. Now, kick off the new year with remarkable savings on new Rams during the Alan Samuels Start Something New sales event. This special 2020 New Year's event is underway right now, and you can save thousands on new Rams. Ram, for your family, farm, or business, at Waco's most trusted dealer, Alan Samuels. Alan Samuels Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Field, your friend in the car business. Start a Ram. Save thousands at Alan Samuels. A new 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Quad Cab. MSRP $35,535. Now just $24,995. A new 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Regular Cab. MSRP $31,285. Now just $23,995. And yes, there's more. Get another 1,000 off when financed by Chrysler at the Start Something New sales event at Alan Samuels.
Ask for details. All offers with approved credit.
Texas Professional Exteriors, with no remodel job too big or too small. They're locally owned and operated by Darren Farmer. More than 18 years as your one-stop shop for all your residential and commercial remodeling needs. When you need a professional contractor you can trust, you call the best, Texas Professional Exteriors. Right now, with a full kitchen or bathroom remodel, you get free granite countertops. Whatever you need, they're going to take care of you. You can Google them and check out their brand new website, as well as check them out on Facebook. Give them a call, 254-235-2500. Texas Professional Exteriors.
At Marksman, we know firearms. Whether you're looking for long-range shooting, tactical, or specialized gear, the only place to go is Marksman Firearms in Killeen, located at 2103 South W.S. Young Drive. Buy, sell, or trade. When it comes to guns, ammo, and accessories, nobody comes close. So head on over to Marksman Firearms in Killeen. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. For more information, visit MarksmanFirearms.com.
Why not make it quick and easy to feed the entire family? Just stop by Bush's Chicken for Tender Tuesday. You get 16 tenders, a family gravy, and 4 rolls for just $11.99. Bush's Chicken, simply the best.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Brought to you by Valvoline Express Care Waco. 833 North Valley Mills Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6. Saturday, 8 to 5. The number 2 ranked Baylor Lady Bears were tested on the road in Fort Worth versus TCU, but still managed to come away with a victory, 66-57. Here's head coach Kim Mulkey's thoughts after the game.
TCU, they are hungry. They've never beaten us, and there's no substitute for that hunger and that excitement and that desire. They have won big games at Texas. They won big games against OU. They won big games against Iowa State. Coming in here was not going to be easy if I had all my bullets.
Coach did not have all her bullets, as Delissa Smith, who is a key player to the lineup, was out with a tweaked ankle. In the NBA, the Rockets topped the Nuggets 121-105, and the Spurs, they spoiled the season debut of rookie Zion Williamson by topping the Pelicans 121-117.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. Now, back to today's JMO Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
All right. Back with us, John Morris Show on this Thursday morning. Do appreciate you tuning in this morning. Brought to you in part by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. Remember the terrific Sunday brunch they have at the Baylor Club this Sunday, 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Check it out. I'm serious. Hear me. It is a great event, a great way to spend part of your Sunday morning or afternoon. Brunch right after church if you go to an early service, and check it out. If you go to a late service, hit it when you get out of there. But that is the Sunday brunch at the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. Get their entire schedule of events on the web on their website, thebaylorclub.com, or you can always give them a call at 254-710-8080. All right, we welcome in now Kristen Hankins, Baylor's Director of Spirit and Traditions. And Kristen, first off, I apologize. I was texting, I was emailing, and you said you'd do the interview, and you're so kind to show up at my office, and it's dark, and I'm not there. I'm here at the station. So I apologize for that.
No worries. No worries at all.
Very kind.
We can always make it work.
All right, very kind. We'll make it work by phone this morning, but thanks to you for going the extra mile and going to my office. Sorry I wasn't there. Tell us about the Sikkim Squad Cheer Day that is coming up.
Yes, we're excited about our Sikkim Squad Cheer Day this year. We actually have a new component to it. So they are going to be the opening performance to our big Spirit Squad demo.
Oh.
So they're actually going to get to perform not only at the halftime of the basketball game, but they're going to get to perform with the Baylor Spirit Squads as a portion of their performance. So we're really excited to add this new element, and they'll have two performances on that day. They'll perform at halftime with us, and then they're also going to perform a dance by themselves during a media timeout during the third quarter. So we're really excited to just kind of offer a new, fun way of doing it, and then also having them perform with us. I think it's going to be a lot of fun for everyone.
Wow, how great is that? That is so fun. So we're talking about, this is for ages kindergarten to 12 years, right? 12 years
yes.
old.
Kindergarten to 12 years.
Okay, and this may be a dumb question, but is this all female? I mean, or
no,
could there be some guys?
It's open to everyone.
Okay.
Just like we have boys on our squad, we absolutely welcome boys to join us for the Sikkim Squad. It is open to everyone from kinder to age 12.
Okay. And what's the date of the cheer day?
The cheer day is February the 15th.
Okay.
And they will come in the morning to Mars McLean Gym right here on campus, where they will learn their material. Then they'll get a brief break to get a little bit of lunch and maybe even a nap if they can get it in before they join us back at the Farrell. We'll warm up with them again, remind them of the material. They'll get to practice with the cheer squad so that they know what it sounds like when we have all of our kids out there as well, and then they'll be ready for halftime.
Very cool. That sounds great. So February 15th is the date. Registration includes t-shirt and a game ticket, so that'll be fun, and then you get to perform not once but twice.
Yes, you get to perform twice, and we'll probably have a little packet of goodies and things like that. And when they register, you can also purchase your spectator tickets in that registration.
Okay.
So it makes it really easy for the families. They don't have to go two different places. It's all within that registration. And if you go to any of the Baylor Spirit Squad social medias, if you go on BaylorBears.com under Inside Athletics and Baylor Spirit Squad, every link is there. So you can find it in multiple different places to be able to get that registration. And you can always contact Baylor Spirit Teams at gmail.com.
Perfect. That's great. Easy to make contact there. I remember these days, they're fun to watch because you know where we sit doing the radio broadcast.
Yeah.
And when these kids, these youngsters come out on the floor, we are just inundated with parents who come to get as close as they can to the floor, you know, to video it on their phones. So it's like half the crowd comes down out of the stands and gets as close as they can to the floor.
Absolutely, it does. Because you have to get these moments.
Yes, the I'm for
They're
it. I'm
best.
All for it.
It's the first transition before they become, you know, Baylor students, hopefully. So we're excited to be able to do it again this year. We're excited for this new element. We do want to say that we're capping it at 50 participants this year.
Oh, okay.
Because we have 80 within ours and then 50 within them. That's a lot of people on the court at one time. So just make sure you don't put off registration and then miss out because all the spots are full.
Well, that's a good point because I would think you'd get to 50 pretty quickly, right?
We are getting there pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So we just want to make sure people know that out of the gate so that they don't put off registration and then not get to participate because of it.
Kristen Hankins is with us, Baylor's Director of Spirit and Traditions, talking about the Sikkim Squad Cheer Day coming up in February. And what are your the Spirit Squad members that you have, the Baylor students? I got to think they enjoy this, too, kind of sharing what they do and what they know with these youngsters.
They do. They absolutely love it. We ask for volunteers to come and work it within because we have 80, so we're obviously not going to bring all 83 to Sikkim Squad. And they, all of them are like, please let me do it. Please let me do it. Please let me do it. So it's really fun for them too. It's a great day. The kids are always so great and they're so excited. Our kids are always so great and so excited. It's really a lot of fun for everybody.
Yeah, very cool. All right. On the website, on BaylorBears.com, BaylorSpiritTeams@gmail.com is a good website for more info or to get in touch with you. And the date is February 15th. This is for youngsters kindergarten through 12 years old. $50 per participant. You're going to cap it at 50. So I think it, I really do think it's going to fill up really quick.
Yes. Yes, I do too. So definitely don't wait. Get your registration then.
Very good. Hey, thanks for your time. Sure appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. Have
All right.
a great morning.
Talk to you soon. You too. Kristen Hankins. Appreciate her going by my office to do this interview. And hey, that office is closed. It's dark. There's nobody in there. Sorry about that, Kristen.
She's like, man, he stood me up.
Yeah. That's not happening. I just didn't communicate enough, well enough. So neat deal there. Baylor Spirit. Let me make sure I get this right. Baylor Spirit Teams, plural, at gmail.com is the website for more info. Not the website, but the email to get more information about this. And Garrett, I guarantee you, if they are capping this at 50, it's going to fill up maybe by the end of the day today.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's got a lot of kids that want to be out there and have the opportunity to get on the Farrell Center floor and, you know, just show what they got. And it's always fun to see kids have an opportunity like this.
Yeah.
I know they really enjoy it.
Yeah. And I'm not kidding either. So we're sitting courtside, you know, our broadcast spot there.
Mm-hmm.
And when it gets to be halftime or when this is about to take place, all these moms and dads start coming down with their cameras and they're just pressing, you know, on our back,
yeah.
pressing up and or even just getting in front of us in front of the table because they want to be there to shoot that video. So it's fun to see.
Yeah, it's fun all the way around because, you know, they want to that's something that they'll be able to show them forever.
Right.
And share on social media and
right.
get all the attention.
And the kids do well. I mean, they do really well. There's usually one or two criers out there.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, that's a lot of pressure to put a young, you know, say a kindergartner.
Yeah.
You put her out in the middle of the basketball floor.
Or you also get probably a couple of the kids, you know, like we had that one kid in T-ball that's just always looking doing their own thing.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, that's part of it.
Exactly.
That is part of it. So these are for, this is for kindergarten through 12 years old. It's February 15th in the Farrell Center, but don't wait. They're going to fill up fast, and they'll only take 50. And the performance will be twice on that day. It's Baylor versus West Virginia, men's game on that day, February 15th. All right, thanks to Kristen. Appreciate all her good work. Let's take a break. We'll be back and look at the day of the day, some birthdays to share with you, and more. Stay with us. John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio. John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
Baylor Big 12 basketball Saturday with Pat and John here on the home of the Bears.
The top-ranked Bears step out of conference play Saturday for the Big 12 SEC Challenge, Baylor versus Florida. 6:30 for the countdown to tip-off, 7 p.m. tip-off Saturday.
Baylor Big 12 basketball Saturday here on the home of the Bears, ESPN Central Texas.
Boozer's is the wedding ring store and more. If you're ready to get engaged or already married and want to upgrade your wife's ring for a special anniversary, Boozer's is the place to go. With the largest selection of premier quality diamond engagement rings and wedding rings in Central Texas. They have 7 cases with over 300 styles of rings from top designers like Natalie Kay. Choose from yellow, white, or rose gold, plus beautiful top quality loose diamonds. With an in-house jewelry, they can also custom make anything you want. Bring in a picture or drawing and let Boozer's create your one-of-a-kind pendant or ring. They can even use some of your old gold and diamond jewelry to create something new. At Boozer's, you'll find a great selection of quality timepieces, and Boozer's is the place for expert watch maintenance and repairs, too. They specialize in expert Rolex watch repair using genuine Rolex parts. For fine jewelry, watches, custom work, and more, go to Boozer's on Valley Mills and Lake Air Drive in Waco.
Bombarolo's Pizza, a Waco tradition since 1969 and consistently voted best pizza in Waco. With two locations to serve you, one on Valley Mills Drive and one in Hewitt. Bombarolo's Pizza, open Monday through Friday with lunch specials. You can find out more at www.pomparolos.com. Whether you dine in, carry out, drive through, or order online, it's Bombarolo's Pizza. Best pizza in Waco, best pizza on earth.
Set your aim high in 2020 with the Baylor Club, located inside McLean Stadium. Connect, host, work, and play in an upscale environment featuring chef-driven cuisine, business amenities, and events with the entire family in mind. ESPN Central Texas listeners receive a preferred joining incentive by mentioning this ad. Contact April or Stephanie today at 254-710-8080 to align your personal and professional goals at the Baylor Club.
Visit Balcones Whiskey Distillery Tasting Room and Gift Shop, located in downtown Waco. Grab some friends and enjoy whiskey flights, refreshing cocktails, gift shopping, distillery tours, and special events. Sign up for one of their 10 weekly tours offered Tuesday through Saturday. Check their website, balconesdistilling.com/visit, for available times and book your spot today. Tours are $15 a person and include a tasting. Always distilled to appreciate. Balcones is located downtown on the corner of Franklin and 11th, open Tuesday through Sunday.
Hi, my name is Amanda Cunningham. I am a local realtor that has a passion for people. I've helped clients buy and sell over 80 homes in 2019 and would love to help you buy or sell that perfect home. You deserve to get top dollar for your home. Listing with an experienced agent that specializes in not only promoting your home, but helping you get your home buyer ready is key. I have a team of people around me that make what I do each day possible. If you are searching for that perfect home, your experience should be pleasant and stress-free. Call me today. I want to meet you. 254-495-0338. Google Amanda Cunningham Realtor with Coldwell Banker Apex to find my website, Facebook, and more.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Brought to you by Valvoline Express Care Waco. 833 North Valley Mills Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6. Saturday, 8 to 5. The number 2 ranked Baylor Lady Bears were tested on the road in Fort Worth versus TCU, but still managed to come away with a victory, 66-57. Here's head coach Kim Mulkey's thoughts after the game.
TCU, they are hungry. They've never beaten us, and there's no substitute for that hunger and that excitement and that desire. They have won big games at Texas. They won big games against OU. They won big games against Iowa State. Coming in here was not going to be easy if I had all my bullets.
Coach did not have all her bullets as Nelissa Smith, who is a key player to the lineup, was out with a tweaked ankle. In the NBA, the Rockets topped the Nuggets 121-105, and the Spurs, they spoiled the season debut of rookie Zion Williamson by topping the Pelicans 121-117.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. Now, back to today's JMO Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Back with us, John Morris, Garrett Ross. Wrap things up in the hour. Hand things off to Matt Mosley coming up top of the hour. Appreciate Kristen Hankins being on with us, Baylor's Director of Spirit and Traditions. Want to mention this also, Big 12 honors handed out yesterday to Baylor's sophomore pole vaulter, Casey Lightfoot. Casey, his first indoor meet of the year. It was Baylor's opening meet last weekend in Iowa City, Iowa. All he does is jump 18.8 1/4. First meet of the year, indoors, 18.8 1/4, and reportedly he was real close to clearing 19 feet in that meet.
He's going to shatter every record, like,
oh,
not even close.
Yes, yes. Unbelievable opening performance by Casey Lightfoot. That is the best jump in the nation so far this year. I think that kind of goes without saying. But for that, he is the Big 12's track and field athlete of the week. So a great start to his sophomore season. This is indoors for Casey Lightfoot. Had a tremendous freshman season last year. In fact, went to the Olympic trials last, not the Olympic trials, but the USA championships last year. So a terrific freshman season, and this is a great start to his sophomore season.
And when and athletes in track and field, they stay the whole tenure, right? He'll stay for 4 years?
Probably. I mean, it's a little different in track and field. There's no hard and fast rule. Like, I think Jeremy Warner left after his junior year, you know, and turned pro. So, I mean, he could leave any time, really.
That's just scary to think that he's already setting these kind of records, and he's only going to get stronger, you know, as he stays in the program and keeps, you know, working out with the strength and conditioning. It's what he's going to be able to put up. The numbers are just going to be ridiculous.
Yeah, that's fun to see. So congratulations to Casey Lightfoot, Baylor pole vaulter, the Big 12 track and field athlete of the week. All right, day of the day today. Garrett tells me today is National Pie Day.
Not bad. You got a favorite pie?
You know, I've got several. There's not many that I don't like.
Oh, a big pie guy.
Well, yeah, I do. I do. There's one that I like, and Chris Allman and I used to have the discussion. I really like chess pie. Do you know what chess pie is?
I do not know what chess pie is.
Okay, he was the same way.
Enlighten me.
It could also, some people call it buttermilk pie.
I've heard of buttermilk pie. Okay, so it's similar? It's
same, yeah, same as that, pretty much. And there's chess, and there's chocolate chess. But if I had to pick one, that would probably be my favorite.
The chocolate chess is intriguing. I like chocolate pie, so I might try a chocolate chess pie.
Right.
So I'm not a real big pie person. I'll just roll with either chocolate or pumpkin, and that's about my limitations.
Pecan? What about pecan?
No. I don't like that. I love pecans, but I don't like that little, that sweet, that stuff they put on it. I'm not a fan of that.
It is sweet.
Yeah, and like meringue, I'm not touching meringue.
Really?
I can't stand it.
I like lemon. I like anything lemon, so I like lemon meringue pie also.
I'm just weird about textures. Like, I like a lot of the flavors, but I'm not eating. And I don't eat a lot of fruit. I don't touch fruit. So, I mean, when it comes to pies, I'm limited.
Okay. All right, so today is National Pie Day. Celebrate appropriately and responsibly. National Pie Day, January 23rd, celebrates one of the nation's favorite desserts. No matter how you slice it, pie is just about in any form, makes a crowd happy. Fruit pies, berry pies, cream pies, they're all mouthwatering servings of homemade goodness. National Pie Day was created simply to celebrate the pie. It is a day for all to bake or cook their favorite pies. Even more importantly, it is a day set aside for all to enjoy eating pies. History. The first pies appeared around 9500 BC.
Been a while.
In Egypt, in the Egyptian Neolithic period, or the New Stone Age. Now, how do we know that? Were there cave drawings of pies?
There could have been. You never know. That's a good point. I wonder if there has to be some sort of hieroglyphic or something.
Yeah, how do we know, going back to 9500 BC? It's got to be cave drawings.
It's got to be something. Yeah, it's got to be, like I said, it's either got to be in a hieroglyphic or a cave drawing or something. It's in like one of their tombs.
That's going back, isn't it? That is going back sometime. So celebrate appropriately National Pie Day today. And then there's some people that say that, you know, March 14th is National Pie Day.
So there's a debate.
No. This one is Pie, P-I.
Oh, pie, okay. I got you.
3.14, yeah. March 14th. Okay, so that's... that's around the corner. That's a different pie. All right. Some birthdays to share with you, and we might look back to yesterday. We didn't get to those yesterday either. Let's see. Today's birthday list, Megan Malhotra. It's her birthday. It's AD Aditya Malhotra, works with Baylor basketball. His wife, Megan. Today is her birthday. Happy birthday to Mrs. AD. Wesley McGriff, used to coach here at Baylor. It was at Ole Miss last I knew. I don't know if he's still there. That's been a while, so I'm not sure where he is. Matt Park's birthday is today. He is the great voice of the Syracuse Orange. That's all I've got for today. Let me go back to yesterday. These that we missed yesterday. Ann Rogers' birthday yesterday. Woody Rogers' wife. We saw them wear Sunday at lunch. Steve Reinches played baseball at Baylor. Works for ABC ESPN now. Has a really good job. Yesterday was Steve's birthday. Brian Harrison here in town. You folks, a lot of you know him. Deion Miner, the great quarter miler for Baylor. His birthday was yesterday. So that's all I got today and going back to yesterday.
Nothing from me.
Nothing to add. All right. Very good. All right. So will you celebrate National Pie Day?
It's tempting. I wouldn't mind.
If someone brought a pie in here to you,
absolutely,
you would not turn it down.
I would not turn it down. If it was chocolate or pumpkin, it would not be turned down at all.
All right, there you go. So, folks, that's Garrett's favorites there, chocolate or pumpkin. And chess, I don't know if chess is kind of a regional thing or not. You know, I grew up in Kentucky, and I know we had it there, and I kind of grew up and didn't know it was anything different. And then come here, and I mention it like to you, and you don't really know what chess pie is.
It could be that's
maybe it's just a different name. I don't know.
Because I mean, like I said, I've growing up, I've heard of buttermilk pie. It could be like it's more known as chess pie in that region.
Maybe that's what it is. And I don't know if those are exactly the same, but they're pretty close,
right?
You know the little pies they have at Rudy's,
those little mini ones.
Yes,
yeah.
They've got buttermilk pie there.
I'm gonna have to try it. I've never had. I'm not. I like buttermilk ranch dressing, but I'm not like going to go buy some buttermilk and drink it or nothing.
If I bring you one of those mini buttermilk pies from Rudy's, you'll eat it.
Yeah.
All right. I'll bring you one tomorrow.
Sweet.
All right. I'm going to Rudy's.
We're
going to
do a taste test live.
Right, live on the air. See if you like that. All right. A couple things to mention. Baylor softball has practice underway for the new season. They began last week. We visited with Glenn Moore on the show on Tuesday. Baylor baseball is set to begin practice tomorrow for the new season. So the seasons are right around the corner for Baylor baseball and Baylor softball. And I'll tell you this, with our move to Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus, where the difference is you don't have to have an exclusive window like on Fox Sports Southwest game. You can air it wherever you want to, and you can stream it. We've got a lot more games coming up, baseball, softball. We've got some acrobatics and tumbling coming up in the spring. So there'll be a lot more events there on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus than we had and were able to put on Fox Sports Southwest.
Does that affect like the timing of when they...
It doesn't at all, because you just set the time,
right?
Because you don't have to have, like on Fox Sports Southwest, say we wanted to play a game at 6:30 on Friday.
Yeah.
If we had that window, nobody else could play. You know, they could only that one unless they put it on Southwest Plus. But this one, you could stack them up, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different events, more than that, at exactly the same time, and you just go to ESPN Plus and tap on the one you want, and it's there.
Well, I guess that's what they wanted it for. That's the big benefit.
Yeah, it is.
I guess you're really going to start seeing the benefit.
Right, right. So, you know, we continue to have a lot of basketball games, men's and women's, Baylor and Big 12, on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus. And as we hit the start of the spring sports, softball begins February 7th, baseball begins February 14th. There'll be a lot of games on there as well. So keep that in mind as you think about maybe dipping your toe into the Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus.
I took a picture of this the other day. Because remember we were talking earlier on about the ESPN Plus, like you can watch the game, and then depending on the angle, it'll show you the stats live.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what it looks like.
Oh,
it's a pretty unique thing.
That's pretty good.
And I like that, because you're able to keep up with it. And then, of course, if you turn, because this is on my phone, then you'll get the full game. But if you want to keep up with the stats, you can just turn it.
I think that's a
good feature.
That's pretty cool. That is really cool. And then there's so many games to choose from.
Yeah.
You know, if you want Baylor, it's there. But there's other games, Big 12 and otherwise, there. It's $5 a month. So I know for some people that may be prohibitive. It's about $50 a year if you want to buy a year's subscription. Mm-hmm. That'll save you some money. But keep that in mind. Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus. All right, we got to get out of here. Matt Mosley is coming in next. Matt and Stephen Simcox will take you up to noon. Unnecessary Roughness, noon to 3, 3 to 6 as you make the call, all here on ESPN Central Texas. One other note, we are 1 week away from our first Baylor Coaches Show of the spring as well. It is next Thursday, January 30th. And for the life of me, I can't remember who we have on the first show. So that'll remain a mystery, but I'll let you know that tomorrow.
Are you going to be doing it, or is it going to be Brooke?
No, well, Wally Pipp here, you know, Wally Pipp took a break and Lou Gehrig took over and never gave it up. So it's me for now, but if I miss any more shows, Brooke may take over permanently.
Cool.
Yeah. So the first one of our Baylor Coaches Show comes up next Thursday, not tonight, but next Thursday, January 30th at Rudy's on the Circle in Waco, where I'm going to get Garrett one of those little buttermilk pies. I'm going to bring it to you tomorrow, and you tell me what you think about it.
Looking forward to it.
All right, thanks to Kristen Hankins, who was on with us, Baylor's Director of Spirit and Traditions. Remember their cheer clinic for youngsters, kindergarten to 12 years old. It comes up on February 15th. Sign up now. It will be limited to the first 50 who sign up for that. Go to Baylor Spirit Teams. Plural at gmail.com to get more information or information on the web at BaylorBears.com. Garrett, thank you very much.
Thanks, J-Mo.
Lord willing, I'll see you tomorrow at 9 a.m. Stay tuned. Matt Mosley is next here on ESPN Central Texas.
I've done stand-up at the Baylor Club.